the Olkiluoto 3 nuclear power plant has run over budget and it's now 5 years behind schedule. This time, the Finnish power company TVO has declined to give a projected start date at all. The Finns are now looking for compensation from Areva, the French firm that designed the new European pressurized water reactor, or EPR. But the senior vice president of corporate relations at the Finnish utility, Anna Lehteranta, said they hadn't lost confidence in the design.
The more we learn from the EPR unit, the more convinced we are that it is going to be a good and safe nuclear power plant, and no challenges from that perspective. The construction time has been a challenge for us and for the plant supplier, but on the other hand, we both have learned a lot from this project.
But there's more at stake for the French designers at Areva than company pride. The EPR is the big hope for a so-called third generation of reactors. It carries the aspirations of an industry rattled by the shockwaves of the Japanese nuclear catastrophe at Fukushima. In the UK market, the EPR is at the moment the most likely design to be built, but it's had a troubled history. A similar project in Flamanville in northern France is also 4 years behind schedule. Now the Chinese could be the first country to operate what is supposed to be a flagship European design with their two plants, which go online next year using the same technology. And the indications are the Chinese could soon be part of a consortium trying to build nuclear power plants in the UK as well, with all the concerns over transparency that may bring. The EPR problems in the past have focused on the digital system controlling and maintaining the reactor, and which would shut it down in times of danger. The Finnish regulator has already insisted on a backup analog control system for additional safety. So regulators and governments around the world are watching Finland very carefully.